Proposal membatasi harga minyak dari Rusia menjadi salah satu langkah yang paling mengundang perhatian selama KTT negara-negara industri yang tergabung dalam G7 di Jerman.
You would need to cobble together a wide number of oil importing countries from around the world, not just the US and the EU, but a number of others who would all agree to say to Russia, we are simply not going to buy your oil at a price greater than X.
Tapi analis menyaksikan akankah negara seperti India bakal menerima.
In order to be truly affected, you have to get all the oil buyers, you know, into the club. And while there's great unity among the G7 and a number of other countries, India in particular and China are two big outliers that are buying up Russian oil because they can right now. It's unlikely in my mind that China is going to join in a club like this, given that it's basically adopted a pro-Russia neutral stance on the war. So there will always be leakage then. But you know, a club minus China itself would do serious damage to Russia's financial flows.
Dalam upaya menyatukan langkah menghentikan serangan Rusia terhadap Ukraina, KTT G7 kali ini juga menghadirkan pemimpin negara-negara berkembang yang demokratis, termasuk India dan Indonesia.
Selepas dari Jerman, para pemimpin memiliki agenda dan juga rute perjalanan sendiri. Presiden AS Joe Biden bersama pemimpin sejumlah negara barat, kemudian ke Madrid guna menghadiri KTT Negara-Negara Pakta Pertahanan Atlantik Utara atau NATO. Sementara Presiden RI Joko Widodo, seperti kita ketahui, membawa misi perdamaian, bertemu dengan Presiden Ukraina Volodymyr Zelensky, lalu Presiden Rusia Vladimir Putin.
Analis umumnya bisa memahami netralitas negara seperti Indonesia.
Indonesia right now has been very careful to maintain a balance. I think that's broadly true of all of Southeast Asia, especially as regarding the Russian invasion of Ukraine. At this point, you know, he's mostly going to be concerned about not alienating any of the larger powers, because that's their foreign policy approach has consistently been this sort of neutral position. They want to maintain these ties. They don't want to push. They don't want to join these sanctioned regimes. Really, that's been consistent. But then it runs into problems when you have crises such as the one we're facing in Ukraine, where this engagement with Putin is going to be seen as somewhat supportive of Putin in the West.
Kehadiran Putin dalam KTT G20 di Bali berpotensi memicu boikot dari Presiden Amerika Serikat dan pemimpin Barat lainnya. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi, Patsy Widakuswara, dan tim VOA.